So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. Coming off an extraordinary Shabbat with Rav Shmuel Harshkaman. And one of the things that he said to me in the personal conversations, he felt that Rav Asher Weiss, the Shelo Tshuvot Minchat Asher, he's the Gadol Ador. I agree with that assessment. Really on the level of like a Rav Avad Yosef, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yashiv, on that kind of a level. And we're very, very fortunate to have him. He's very, very well accepted throughout the community, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, Modern Orthodox, Haredi, Hasidi, it really doesn't matter. American, Israelis, he's an American that made Aliyah and lives in Yerushalayim. When he comes to visit America, he's been in Teaneck. Very, very special, extraordinary person. And I just wanted to share a tshuva on a topic that we don't really spend too much time on, but we really should. It's Nisur Doraita, where it says that the lender is not supposed to be excessively overbearing to the borrower. Lo tiyeh lo chinoshe. What is that speaking about? Is that speaking about only if you know for sure that the borrower doesn't have the money? What happens if you don't know if the borrower really has the money or the means to be able to repay the loan? So read the Minchat Chinuch in Mitzvah Samach Zayin is Mesupak, is not sure if there's a prohibition in such a case. The Kesef Kedoshim was a major authority on Choshen Mishpat, and the monetary section of Shulchan Aruch says, there's no isur unless you know that he does not have any money to pay. But if there's, as long as there is safek, there's no prohibition. And the Pele Yoetz under Chov says only if you know that the loveh, only if you know that the borrower has from what to pay. You have to know that he has the means to pay. Otherwise, you're not allowed to demand payment of the loan. So who do you follow? These are very disparate opinions over here. So Rav Asher Weiss concludes, La'aniyut da'ati, in his humble opinion, he thinks it's clear, barur, kishitat harav gam b'chach, like the Kesef Kedoshim, who says that only when you know that he doesn't have the means, then it's asur to demand the payment. And he says it's clear from the language of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat, where they write, that asur lingos et halove lifra kashiyodeh she'en lo, the only time it's prohibited to badger the borrower to demand payment from the borrower is kashiyodeh she'en lo, when you know that he doesn't have. So that's pretty clear. That's Choshen Mishpat Siman Reis Sadi Bet. That's a very, very important thing to be aware of. I'm talking about an isur doraita. Regard when is such a prohibition to apply. I mean, this really makes sense from what Rav Asher Weiss is saying, because otherwise it's just impractical. What do you mean? You're never going to demand payment of a loan? That seems crazy. You mean taking advantage of it? It's not practical. So to say this only applies when you know the person has the means, but he's not paying. Wishing everybody a great day with a great week, actually, with much bracha, much bryut.